我们一同打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let us together open to 1 Thessalonians chapter
2.
Chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到第十二节。
Let us read from verse 1 through 12.
不论你用什么语言，我们都可以一起来读。
Whatever language you use, let's read it together.
弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈，但神既验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的事。我们低头再有一点祷告。天父，我们早晨可以在你的面前，这就是恩典。
Heavenly Father, this morning we can come before you, that is your grace.
因为我们的生命气息全在乎你。
Because our life and our breath are all about you.
我们能够有健康，也有一颗心愿意来敬拜你。
Lord, we may have health and we have a heart to worship you.
也有时间来敬拜你。
And we have time to worship you.
也有机会来敬拜你。
And we have the opportunity to worship you.
全都是你的恩典。
These are all your grace.
不是我们能够有的。
These are not things that we can have.
是你爱了我们。
It is because you love us.
是你救了我们。
You saved us.
是你吸引我们。
You attract us.
但愿早晨我们坐在你脚前的时候。
May this morning as we sit before your feet.
我们求你打开你自己的话语。
We pray that you may open your words.
对我们每一个人的心说话。
Speak to each one of our hearts.
让我们有耳可听的。
So that all those who have ears to hear.
我们听得见你要对我们所说的。
We can hear what you want to say to us.
我们把讲的和翻译的都交在你的手上。
We commit into your hand the one who is speaking and the one who is translating.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
但是你的圣灵能够越过人的软弱。
But your Holy Spirit can surpass the weaknesses of men.
把天上的祝福带给你所爱的孩子们。
Can bring down heavenly blessings to children you love.
也把荣耀归给我们的主耶稣基督。
And may the glory go to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样子的祷告。
We pray in this way.
是奉我们主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们曾经跟弟兄姐妹一起读过帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
I had shared with you before 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的里面。
In Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们实在看到这是一封爱的书信。
We saw that this was a letter of love.
这一封书信是写给一个好像圣经里面最模范最完美的一个教会。
This letter, it was as if it was written to the model, the perfect church in the Bible.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会。
Because in the church of Thessalonians,
他们有救恩的记号。
They have signs of salvation.
他们有信心所做的功夫。
They have the labor, the work of faith.
爱心所受的劳苦。
They have the labor from love.
因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Because of the patience of for Jesus Christ.
这一个教会。
This church.
不但是有救恩的记号。
This church not only does it have the signs of salvation.
他们是蒙爱被拣选的。
They were selected. They were chosen in love.
他们是在大患难中有喜乐的。
This is a church that has great joy in great tribulation.
他们是像保罗一样领受了神的道，并且对神的道忠心的。
Just like Paul, they have received the words of God and they are faithful to the words of God.
所以他们可以成为其他信徒的榜样。
Therefore, they can be examples, models for other believers.
他们可以成为别的信徒、别的教会的激励。
They can become an encouragement for other churches and other believers.
他们能够在传福音的事上大有果效。
They can have great fruit in the work of gospel.
他们并且会有一颗心在那里等候我们的主。
And they have a heart that waits for the second coming of our Lord.
如果我们要问,
if we have to ask,
为什么帖撒罗尼迦的教会是如此的完美?
If we have to ask, why is the church at Thessalonica so perfect?
为什么这个教会里面是这么的美丽?
Why is there such beauty in this church?
保罗在第二章,
Paul in chapter 2,
从第一节到十二节,
from verse 1 through 12,
其实就让我们看见
In a way, he shows us
一个模范的教会
A model church
是因为有一批模范的工人
It is because they have a group of model workers
因为在这个教会里面
Because in this church
有一些侍奉主的人
There's a group of people who are serving the Lord
他们的侍奉
Their service
跟一般人的侍奉是不一样的
are different from other people's service.
因着这一些人的服事
because of the service of these people,
就把这个教会带到那个荣耀的光景里。
It brought the church into a state of glory.
你知道我们很容易抱怨教会。
You know, it's very easy for us to complain about church.
你只要受洗三年以上。
If you've been baptized for more than 3 years,
你总会找到一些让你不开心的事。
You will always be able to find things that will displease you.
你总会发现有一些人实在不像样。
You will find some people that are truly despicable.
但是弟兄姐妹,
But brothers and sisters,
教会有问题是正常的。
It is normal for a church to have issues.
因为教会是一群蒙恩的罪人的聚集。
Because the church is a gathering of a group of sinners who have been saved by grace.
但是我们要问的,
But what we have to ask
是我们在教会里面,
is that we in the church
神能不能够用着我们把这样子一群蒙恩的罪人变成了神所喜悦那个荣耀的教会呢?
It is what we have to ask is can God take a group of sinners who have been saved by grace and turn them into that, the tools that God can use?
我们今天虽然读了第一节到第十二节,
Even though we read verse 1 through 12 today,
但是我们今天不可能把这十二节圣经全部看过。
It is impossible for us to thoroughly examine all 12 verses.
这十二节的圣经
These 12 verses
告诉我们几个重要的原则
It tells us a few key principles
第一个原则告诉我们说一个模范的工人他的角色像什么呢
First it tells us that a model worker what kind of role is that
他好像一个忠心的管家
He is like a faithful steward
这个是从第一节到第四节
That is from verse 1 through 4.
然后从第五节到第八节。
And then from verse 5 through 8.
他告诉我们说一个能够改变教会让教会变成荣耀的一个工人。
It tells us that a worker who can change the church.
Bring it into glory.
That a worker who can bring the church into glory.
是一个像母亲一样的工人。
He is a worker like a mother.
然后从第九节到第十二节
And then from verse 9 through 12
他告诉我们一个为父的心肠的工人
And then he tells us about a worker who has a heart of a father
当神的家里面
When the house of God
有一些弟兄姐妹
There are some brothers and sisters
他们愿意把自己的命摆在主的手上。
They are willing to commit their own lives into the hand of God.
让神来使用他们的时候。
And willing to let God to use them.
你就会看见他们能够发挥多么奇妙的影响力。
Then you will see what amazing impact they will have.
我们今天可能只能看前面的四节。
We may only be able to read the first four verses today.
第一节这么说。
The first verse says,
弟兄们,
Brethren,
你们自己原晓得我们进到你们那里并不是突然。
For you yourselves know that our coming to you was not in vain.
弟兄们,
Brethren,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面,
In 1 Thessalonians,
弟兄们这个词,
The word brethren,
总共用了二十一次。
It's used in the book 21 times.
你知道《帖撒罗尼迦前书》是一个很短的一卷书。
You know the First Thessalonians is a very short book.
但是弟兄们这个词用了二十一次。
But the word brethren was used 21 times.
你知道保罗用弟兄们跟我用弟兄们有的时候不太一样。
You know when Paul uses the word brethren, it's a bit different than when I use the word.
你知道有的时候我去参加一些聚会
You know sometimes when I go to some gatherings
有很多弟兄姐妹对我来讲都很面熟
There are many brothers and sisters who look very familiar to me
其实有一些弟兄姊妹是跟我很熟
And some of these brothers and sisters are very close to me I know them very well
但是到了我这个年龄的人呢
But for those people who are close to my age,
不知道为什么，就是有的时候有一些人的名字你就叫不出来。
And sometimes there's some people whose name you just cannot recall.
你一直就在嘴巴上，就出不来。
It is at the tip of your tongue, but you just can't remember it.
所以我怎么叫他们呢
？So then how do I call them?
我只好说弟兄啊，你好。
And then I greet them and say, "How are you, brother?"
因为我忘记了他的名字。
Because I've forgotten his name.
那弟兄是一个很方便的称呼。
And therefore, brother becomes a very convenient name.
可是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
保罗称呼帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
When Paul was greeting the brothers and sisters from the church of Thessalonica.
他说弟兄们。
He said, Brethren,
你知道那个背后有多少的爱吗?
Do you know how much love is behind that?
你知道那个背后有多少保罗的情在里面吗?
Do you know how much of Paul's emotion is involved in that?
我们要知道一件事情。
We must know one thing.
帖撒罗尼迦的这一群信徒。
These believers in Thessalonica.
他们在保罗的心上啊。
They are in Paul's heart.
你知道保罗被逼迫逃离帖撒罗尼迦。
You know, when Paul was persecuted and was forced to leave Thessalonica,
他多么想回去看他们。
How much he desired to go back to see them.
因为他爱那些弟兄姐妹。
Because he loved those brothers and sisters.
保罗没有说信徒们。
Paul didn't say believers.
保罗没有说羊群们。
Paul didn't say sheep.
保罗把自己跟这一群弟兄们摆在同样的位置上。
Paul has placed himself in the same position as these brothers.
你知道今天在教会里面所有要服侍神的人。
You know, everyone who has to serve God in church today.
什么时候我们把自己摆在弟兄姊妹的上面？
Whenever we place ourselves above brothers and sisters,
我不管你用什么称呼。
I don't know what kind of greetings you use.
不要以为不用牧师的教会就比较属灵。
Don't think that the churches that don't have pastors are more spiritual.
有一些用传道人的教会比那个用牧师的教会还可怕。
Some churches that use ministers rather than pastors are even worse.
因为不管你用什么称呼
Because no matter what title you use
你如果认为你跟弟兄姐妹不一样
If you think that you are different from brothers and sisters
你比弟兄姊妹高一级
That you are one step above brothers and sisters
你是特别有特权的
That you have the special authority
你是服侍神的
That you are serving God
弟兄姊妹我告诉你
Let me tell you brothers and sisters
你已经不是一个合神心意的工人
You are already not a worker who is fulfilling God's heart.
因为一个合神心意的工人
Because a worker who is according to God's heart.
在他的心上
In his heart.
他不是在弟兄姊妹的上面
He is not above brothers and sisters.
他是跟弟兄姊妹平起平坐的
He is equal to the brothers and sisters.
他也是羊
He is also a sheep.
你知道今天很多牧会的人
You know, today there are many people who shepherd over churches.
活不下去。
They cannot live.
压力大得不得了。
There's such tremendous stress.
脸上都笑不出来。
They cannot laugh.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们忘记了他们是羊。
Because they've forgotten that they're lamb.
他们以为他们是牧羊人。
They thought that they're the shepherd.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
神的教会。
The church of God,
只有一个牧人,
there is only one shepherd,
就是耶稣基督,
and that is Jesus Christ.
我们所有其他的,
all others,
我们都是羊,
we are all lambs.
最了不起,
the best,
就是老羊带小羊,
the best case is that the old lamb is bringing along the young one.
弟兄们,
brethren,
何等甜美的称呼
What a sweet title
何等宝贵的概念
What a precious concept
你们自己原晓得我们进到你们那里并不是突然的
For you yourselves know that our coming to you was not in vain
你们晓得的
You know
你们清楚的
You're clear
我们进到你们那里不是突然的
That we coming to you was not in vain.
这个不是突然，这个突然这个字。
Was not in vain, this word vain.
有的版本翻作是 have not proved empty.
Some translations say that it has not been proven to be empty.
或者说是没有被，是证明它不是虚空的。
To prove that it was not empty or was not in vain.
那这个字在新约圣经里面总共用了十八次。
This word, this phrase has been used 18 times in the New Testament.
而十二次是在保罗书信里面用的。
And 12 out of those 18 times they've been used in letters from Paul.
如果我们去看这个字在新约圣经中怎么被使用。
If we look at how this phrase is used in the New Testament,
我们发现这个字有两方面的意思。
We see that these words have two meanings.
一方面是讲到没有果效。
On one hand, it is to say that it's fruitless.
好像我们白花力气了，白费心机了。
It is as if it's saying that we have labored in vain, we have labored for nothing.
这个字还有另外一个意思。
And the word also has another meaning.
是讲到缺乏内涵。
And that means that it is lacking in from inside. It is lacking the content, the substance.
没有目的，也没有热忱。
That there's no purpose, there's no passion.
那么，如果我们来看这一节圣经的话
，If we look at this verse，
大部分英文的翻译
，Most English translations，
以及在中文的一些解经的书
，And some Bible books in Chinese
都把这个不是突然解释为没有果效。
Most of them translated as not fruitless, not labored for nothing.
可是 Lightfoot 这个弟兄
but Lightfoot this brother,
他却告诉我们
he tells us,
如果我们要知道一个字在这一段圣经里面准确的意义
If we want to know the appropriate, the accurate meaning of this word in this context,
我们必须要看上下文
We must read the context. We must read the verse before and the verse after.
那如果我们看这段圣经的上下文
If we read the verses before and after,
我们看不见保罗在这里解释他工作有什么果效
We do not see how Paul was explaining how his labor had yielded fruits.
你从第一节到第十二节没有看到保罗说他的工作有什么果效。
You don't see from verse 1 through 12 how Paul explains the fruits of his labor.
那如果他说这不是突然的。
If he says that it is not in vain.
是指这没有果效的话。
If it points to the fact that he did not labor for nothing,
他应该后面就解释说我有这个果效，我有这个果效。
Then he should explain that I have this fruit and that fruit.
所以，我们认为
Therefore, we believe.
这个字在这里它的意义应该是讲到保罗在传道的时候他的内涵和他的热忱。
Therefore, we believe that when Paul used this phrase here, he is referring to the substance and the passion.
所以我们才看到从后面第二节开始，保罗就在那里讲到他在传道的时候，他到那里去的时候，他的内容是什么，他的本质是什么，他的重点是什么，他的热忱在哪里。
So therefore, starting with verse 2, we start to see how Paul starts to explain the substance, the passion, the nature of his gospel.
保罗到那里，他所传讲的不是空洞的东西。
Paul, when he was preaching there, these were not empty words.
你知道我们有时候讲道喜欢讲空洞的东西。
You know, sometimes when we preach, we like to preach empty words.
你听完了，你觉得跟我有什么关系啊？
After you've listened, you say, what does this have to do with me?
你好像觉得这个跟我没关系的。
You feel this is unrelated to me.
讲了一大堆都是圣经的名词。
You've spoken so many words and they're just jargons from the Bible.
因为我们去参加一些特会，我们听了很多名词回来。
Because we've went to some special gathering and we've heard so many jargon words.
我们就像那个鹦鹉一样都学会了，叭叭叭叭叭。
And we're like the parrots repeating them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个合神心意的工人。
This brother who is according to God's will,
做神话语忠心的好管家
that he was a faithful servant, a faithful steward to God's words.
当他在传讲神的话的时候
when he was preaching the words of God,
他是有内涵的
he had substance.
那里面实际上讲的东西是实际的
the content of what he preached were practical and real.
他在传讲的态度是充满了热情的
The attitude he had when he was preaching, it was full of passion.
特别是他在这里讲到说这个不是突然的。
Especially when he was explaining here that it was not in vain.
他用的时态也很有意思。
The tense he used is very interesting.
他不是用一个过去式。
He did not use a past tense.
他用的是一个完成式。
He used it a perfect tense.
意思就是说
Meaning
是一直到现在都这样子
Meaning that from then until now It has always been this way
你知道多少的时候我们跟别人讲福音
You know how many times When we preach the gospel to others
我们跟别人讲圣经的道理
We speak to others about the doctrines in the Bible
你知道一开始的时候
At the beginning
我们的心是热的
Our heart is was warm.
我们真的是好盼望，我们好盼望，我们能够把这么宝贵的东西跟弟兄姊妹分享。
We truly desire to share this precious gospel with brothers and sisters.
但是随着我们侍奉年岁的增加，
as the years of our services go by,
你会发现我们常常失去了那种热忱。
You will find that we've lost that passion.
我们比以前讲得更好了。
We speak better than before.
我们很会讲啊。
We truly know how to speak.
但是当我们讲十字架的爱的时候，我们的心自己不受感动。
But when we talk about the love of the cross, our own hearts are not touched, moved.
当我们讲到基督的舍己谦卑的时候，
when we talk about the selflessness and the sacrifice of Christ,
我们自己没有被责备。
We ourselves have not been blamed.
我们变得很冷。
We've become very cold.
我们不像当初那个样子。
We're not like we were once before.
但是一个好的工人，
but a good worker.
我们是一直到如今。
We are that way continuously until today.
好像那个火一直在里面烧着一样。
It is as if the fire keeps on burning inside.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有感觉到，
I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether or not you feel.
有一些弟兄姊妹跟你讲关于神的事，
some brothers and sisters talk to you about things regarding God.
跟另外一个弟兄姊妹跟你讲关于神的事，
compare that to another brother who's talking to you regarding things of God.
他们可以讲完全一模一样的事。
They can be talking about an identical matter.
他们讲的话都可以完全一模一样。
They can use identical words.
但是不知道为什么你在听的时候感觉不一样。
But when you listen, you feel different.
有没有这个经历？
Have you ever had that feeling?
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, words of God,
没有先感动我们，
if it has not touched us first,
不会感动别人，
it will not touch others.
神的话没有先改变我们，
words of God, if it has not changed us first,
不会改变别人，
they will not change others.
这就是为什么多少的礼拜堂每个礼拜有人在讲道。
And that is why so many churches, every Sunday someone is preaching.
每一个成人主日学多少人在那里教。
How many people are teaching at the adult Sunday school?
但是教来教去听的人不改变。
But no matter how you teach, those who are listening won't change.
因为讲的人自己没先被改变。
Because the one who is speaking has not changed.
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱。 第二节。
Verse 2, but after we have already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi,
这是你们知道的。
As you know,
然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
We had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amidst such opposition.
我相信弟兄姊妹都读过《使徒行传》16章。
I believe that we have all read Acts chapter 16.
从19节到24节。
From verse 19 to 24.
那里记载着保罗和他的同伴在腓立比所遭遇的那个羞辱。
It recorded the persecution and the humiliation Paul and his fellow brothers suffered in Philippi.
这些是帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹知道的。
These things the brothers from Thessalonica knew.
注意第一节他讲到你们知道。
Pay attention, the first verse he says you know.
第二节又说你们知道。
And in the second verse he again says you know.
今天有很多的传道人。
Today there are many missionaries.
Ministers. 弟兄姐妹不知道他。
Brothers and sisters don't know him.
不是没见过他。
Not that they haven't seen him.
每个礼拜他讲道。
Every Sunday he preaches.
弟兄姊妹不知道他。
But brothers and sisters don't know him.
我有一次到一个教会去。
One time I went to a church.
我发现他们的传道人。
I find that their minister.
很努力。
Was trying so hard.
非常的用功。
Labored very hard.
探访。
In visitation.
他教会里面几乎每一个弟兄姐妹的家他都去过。
He's been to the house of every brother and sister in the church.
他只要听说哪一家有什么问题，他马上去探访。
As soon as he hears that there's some issue at some home, he will go immediately.
他真的关心这些弟兄姊妹。
He truly cares for these brothers and
sisters. 他肯为他们付代价。
He's willing to pay the price for them.
他在讲台上好好的讲圣经。
On the podium, he diligently preaches the Bible.
所以我觉得这是一个非常好的传道人。
So I thought he was such a good minister.
可是我就不知道到底怎么不对劲。
But then I don't know why that I feel like there's something wrong.
因为我跟他们的弟兄姊妹在一起相处的时候。
Because when I was interacting with the brothers and sisters there.
我发觉这个传道人跟弟兄姐妹中间有一个好大好大的鸿沟。
I find that there is this tremendous gap between this minister and his brothers and sisters.
后来我就问这些弟兄姐妹。
So then later I asked these brothers and sisters.
我说我非常欣赏你们的传道人。
I said, I really respect your minister.
我说可是好像你们跟他好远。
But I said, it feels as if you guys are so far from him.
我说你们不可以这个样子。
I said, you cannot be this way.
神把这个人摆在你们中间。
I said, God has put such a person among you.
你们要爱他。
You have to love him.
你们要关心他。
You have to care for him.
你们不要等着他来关心你啊。
Don't wait for him to come and care for you.
结果当我这样讲的时候。
And when I said this,
我看见他们的眼眶就红了。
I saw that their eyes were turning red.
他们说他好像一座冰山。
They said he is like a cold mountain.
我们永远没有办法接近他。
We can never be close to him.
我们永远不知道他的想法是什么。
We never know what he's thinking.
他的挣扎在哪里？
What are his struggles?
他家里任何的情形我们通通不知道。
We don't know anything about his home.
你跟他打电话他只有一句话。
If you call him, he only has one response.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
很好。
Everything is going well. Everything is going well.
那我为什么会知道有问题呢?
And why do I know that there is an issue?
因为我看得出来这个传道人已经快得忧郁症。
Because I can see that this minister is close to depression.
他把他自己变成一个样子。
He has turned himself into in certain way.
没有人摸得到他的心。
No one can touch his heart.
没有人知道他的挣扎。
No one knows his struggles.
他没有真的朋友。
He has no real friends.
他在一个教会服侍十几年。
He has served in this church for more than a decade.
他没有真的朋友。
He has no true friend.
他只有会友。
He only has members.
他没有朋友。
He has no friends.
保罗不是。
Paul is not like that.
保罗说：“你们知道。”
Paul says that you know.
你们知道。
You know.
什么关于我的事儿，你们都知道。
Anything regarding me, you all know.
要做一个。可以改变别人生命的人。
To be someone who can change other people's lives.
你要有那个 guts, 你要有那个胆量。
You have to have that gut, you have to be daring.
很诚实的面对你周围的人。
To very honestly and truthfully face those around you.
不怕别人知道你的软弱。
That you're not afraid to let others know your weaknesses.
不怕别人知道你的挣扎。
That you're not afraid to let others know about your struggles.
不怕别人看见你流眼泪。
Not afraid to have others see you cry.
不怕别人看你失败跌倒。
Not afraid for others to see you fail and fall.
我们活得越真。
The more truthfully we live.
我们的生命对别人就越有影响力。
And then our lives will have more impact to others.
我希望我不是夸口。
I hope that I am not being boastful.
但是我有一个很深的感觉。
But I have a deep feeling.
这些年神把一些年轻人住在我的家里。
That these years that God has placed a many young people in my house.
不只是来聚会。
Not just to come together.
有不少的孩子。
There's some children. There are quite a few children.
Teenagers. 也有一些弟兄姐妹。
And some brothers and sisters.
他们住在我家里。
They live at my house.
你们有没有试过让别人住在你家里？
Have you ever tried to have other people live at your house?
不是两天啊，一个 weekend。
It's not just 2 days and a weekend.
住他个几年试试看。
That they live there for a few years.
这是一个好大的考验。
That is a great test.
可是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
生命怎么能够影响生命？
How can life influence life?
是生命跟生命接触。
It is because life has touched life.
如果我们今天跟人家永远都是保持距离，以测安全。
If we always keep safe distance with other people,
我们永远不能够改变别人的生命。
Then we will never be able to change other people's lives.
保罗他在传道的态度上，
Paul's attitude in his ministry,
在各样的被害受辱之后，
After all kinds of persecution,
在大征战中，
that in great opposition,
他还是放开胆量。
He was still bold.
我必须承认，
I have to admit,
我差保罗差远了。
That I am far from Paul.
你知道我有时候也会碰到一些羞辱。
You know, sometimes I would face humiliations as well.
有的时候我也会碰到一些抵挡。
And sometimes I would also encounter some opposition.
批评。
Rebuke.
甚至于误会。
And sometimes even misunderstanding.
你知道我碰到这些事以后。
You know, after I encounter these things.
我不像保罗。
I'm not like Paul.
什么呀？
What?
还放开胆量。
To have the boldness.
我每次碰到这些难处的时候，
Whenever I encounter these difficulties,
我什么胆量都没有。
I don't have any courage at all.
不讲。
I just won't speak anymore.
算了。
Forget it.
我就闭嘴吧。
I'll just shut my mouth.
保罗不是。
Paul's not like that.
被害受辱。
That after he was persecuted and mistreated,
大征战中。
That in great opposition,
放开胆量。
That he had the boldness.
这是一个服侍主的人的心态。
That is the attitude and the heart of someone who serves God.
你知道这个大征战呢？
You know this great opposition.
是指的在那个艰难的格斗中间，就一直在打，一直在打的那种状态。
You know, it is referring to this constant struggle, this constant warring.
我的生命中也有征战。
In my life, there are also struggles.
而且有的时候还是蛮大的征战。
And sometimes they are great struggles.
有的时候不是跟别人打。
Sometimes I'm not fighting with others.
也不是跟老婆打。
And I'm not fighting with my wife.
跟自己打。
I'm fighting with myself.
你知道那是最难打的仗。
You know, that is the most difficult battle to fight.
因为当你发觉你的心不听你的话的时候，
When you find that your heart doesn't listen to you,
那个征战要命啊。
That is a great struggle.
在大征战中，
In great opposition,
我还敢不敢讲？
Do I dare to speak?
保罗敢讲。
Paul had the boldness to speak.
放开胆量的讲。
And he had the boldness to speak.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误。
For our exhortations does not come from error.
不是出于污秽。
Or impurity.
也不是用诡诈。
Or by way of deceit.
如果你刚才注意听我们姐妹翻译的英文。
If you had listened to the English translation.
第一个字中文没有翻出来。
The first word, the Chinese text didn't translate.
英文前面有一个 for.
In the English version, there's a word from.
For.
That's right, for.
Not from, okay. 那就是因为。
And that is that's because.
为什么保罗有那么大的勇气？
Why did Paul have such great courage?
为什么保罗有那么大的能力?
Why does Paul have such great power?
因为。
Because.
他的劝勉。
Because his exhortation.
有三个特点。
Has three special characters.
第一个是在内容方面。
The first one is in its content.
是他所传的内容不是出于错误。
And that is the content of the substance of what he preached does not come from error.
换一句话说,
In another word,
他清楚地知道他所传讲的是纯正完全的福音。
He clearly knew that the gospel that he was preaching was pure and perfect.
他有把握。
He had the assurance.
他知道他在说什么。
He knew what he was talking about.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有把握?
Today, do we have the assurance?
今天为什么很多的时候我们在讲神的话，我们讲的有点心虚，你知道吗?
Why is it that whenever we talk about words of God today, we speak with hesitation?
因为我们没有从创世纪到启示录好好的弄明白神的话在说什么。
Because from Genesis to Revelation, we have not carefully understood what God's words are saying.
我们可以信主二十年、三十年。
We can believe in Christ for 20, 30 years.
我们不知道听了多少的道。
No, we don't know how many sermons we've listened to.
我们也不知道讲了多少道。
And we don't know how many sermons we've preached.
但是我们心里的深处知道。
But in the depths of our hearts, we know.
我们对着神全备的启示没有掌握的清楚。
That we have not gotten the perfect handle on God's revelation.
所以我们讲有一些东西我们就不敢碰。
So therefore, there are certain things we dare not to touch.
保罗他有胆量。
Paul had the boldness.
因为他知道他们的劝勉不是出于错误。
Because he knew that his exhortation does not come from error.
他们的内容是纯正的，是完备的。
That the content, the substance is pure.
第二是不是出于污秽。
The second is that it does not come from impurity.
那就是保罗这个人他们的道德。
That is Paul, his moral.
以及他的同工的道德。
And also the moral of his co-workers.
不是出于污秽的。
They're not impure.
没有不良的动机的。
There is no bad motivation.
他们的生活是不怕人家指责的。
That their lives are blameless.
保罗所用的方法。
The method that Paul used.
是不用诡诈。
That it is not by way of deceit.
你知道今天有一些人传道。
You know, today there are some people who preach the gospel.
他也许可以把圣经搞懂。
Perhaps he can understand the Bible.
他可以说没有错误。
His understanding is without error.
甚至于他的道德也可以无可指责。
And his moral may be pure.
这已经很难了。
That is already very difficult.
我必须跟你承认了。
I have to admit to you.
这个很难的。
This is very difficult.
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
但是更难的。
But what's more difficult?
他传道的方法。
That the way of his preaching, the method of his preaching.
不用诡诈。
That it is not by way of deceit.
哦，这个更难。
That is harder.
因为不用诡诈这个字原文的意思是什么呢?
Because what is the original meaning of the phrase not by way of deceit?
就是不用饵去钓鱼啊。
And that is to not to use bait to catch for fishing.
你知道今天我们在讲一篇道的时候，
You know, today as we preach a sermon,
我们有一个很大的试探和危险。
We have this great temptation and danger.
就是因为我们想要改变弟兄姊妹要去做一件我们希望他做的事。
Because we want to change brothers and sisters to do certain things that we want them to do.
然后我们就想要布下什么样的饵。
And then we think about what kind of bait should we place.
让他们去吃到。
So that they can bite it.
他们就会照我们的意思去做。
And then they will do according to us.
譬如说有的教会要建堂了。
Perhaps some church needs to build a building.
哇，他就讲了一大堆关于金钱奉献的道。
And then they preach many, many sermons regarding tithing and offering.
我们常常讲道不是讲神要对他百姓说的话。
Oftentimes, we do not preach the words that God wants to speak to his people.
我们是讲我们想要告诉弟兄姊妹的话。
We preach the things that we want to tell brothers and sisters.
然后我们找一段圣经呢，可以让我们当作饵来用，可以把弟兄姊妹带到我们希望他去的地方。
And then we try to find a passage from the Bible as if they're bait. And we use that to bring brothers and sisters to a place where we want them to be.
那个叫用诡诈。
That is called by way of deceit.
一个真正可以改变人生命的传道人。
A minister who can truly change the lives of other people.
不是他有什么话要跟弟兄姊妹说。
It is not that he has some words for brothers and sisters.
是他在祷告中间觉得神要拿哪一段的圣经跟弟兄姊妹说话。
That is, in his prayer, he finds that what are the words that God wants to speak to brothers and sisters.
他就老老实实地把这段圣经拿出来讲解给弟兄姊妹听，这一段圣经上帝在说什么。
And then he honestly and truthfully takes that passage and explains it faithfully to brothers and sisters, what does God mean by these words?
弟兄姊妹，严格地讲。
Brothers and sisters, strictly speaking,
只有这样的讲道才是讲道。
Only such a way of preaching is called preaching.
今天很多人的讲道是演讲。
Today, many people's sermons are speeches.
不过是用了圣经做背景。
Only to use the Bible as the background.
真正的讲道。
A true sermon.
就是把神的话。
It is to take God's words.
解开。
And open them.
让弟兄姊妹看见神要说什么。
So that brothers and sisters can see what does God want to say.
让圣灵直接在弟兄姊妹中间做神要做的工作。
To let the Holy Spirit directly do the work that he wants to do in brothers and sisters.
简单吗？
Is that easy?
不简单。
It's not that simple.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但神既然验中了我们。
But just as we have been approved by God,
把福音托付我们,
to be entrusted with the gospel,
我们就照样讲,
so we speak,
不是要讨人的喜欢,
not as pleasing men,
乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢,
but God who examines our hearts,
验中,
approved,
神既验中了我们,
as we have been approved by God,
这个是讲到一个人有什么资格来替神说话。
This talks about what kind of authority, what kind of worthiness,
qualification
does that person have to speak for God?
验中的意思是经过考验合格了而接受的委托。
Approved means that after testing, that person has been approved, passed the test to be entrusted.
在当时的社会，
In the society back then,
这个字最主要是用来当他们要派人做法官或者是做一些高官的时候所要做的事情。
This word refers to when a judge is being appointed.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你今天很可能有机会参加一个查经班。
Today, you may have the opportunity to be a part of a Bible study.
你很可能有机会参加一个成人主日学的服事。
You may have the opportunity to be a part of a adult Sunday school service.
或者一个儿童主日学的服事。
Or a children's Sunday school.
或者是慕道班的服事。
Or to be in a service of a truth seeker class.
甚至于你有机会私下个人的跟别人传讲关于神的事。
Or perhaps you have the opportunity to, in private, share with others things regarding God.
你知道每一次的机会
You know, every one of those opportunities
是我们在考试
It is a test that we take.
看我们对着神的话忠心不忠心
To see whether or not we're faithful to the words of God.
看我们对着神的道忠心不忠心
To see whether or not we are faithful to the words of God.
我们经过考验。
After we've been tested.
合格了。
After we've been approved.
神就把他的福音托给我们。
And then God would entrust the gospel to us.
千万不要以为福音只是叫不信主的人信主。
Don't believe that gospel is just to turn an unbeliever into a believer.
圣经里面的福音。
The gospel from the Bible
乃是从一个人得救
It is from the salvation of a person
一直到一个人在永恒里的荣耀
All the way until that person's glory in eternity
都是福音
It is all gospel
我不知道弟兄姊妹读过箴言十七章第三节没有
I don't know whether or not you have read Proverbs chapter 17
Verse 3 鼎为炼银炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts.
一般的人只会看我们的外表。
A normal person would only look at us on the outside.
但是神会熬炼我们的心。
But the Lord tests our hearts.
不只是在服事中，神来给我们考试。
It is not only in service that God tests us.
在年轻人的学校里面，你常常要考试。
In school, the young people, you often need to take tests.
我不是讲你们老师给你的考试。
I'm not talking about the tests that your teacher may give you.
我是讲到说神在你们学校里面给你的考试。
I'm talking about the tests that God has given you in school.
当你的同学在说脏话的时候。
When your classmates are cursing
你在考试
you are under a test
当别人在做一些基督徒不该做的事的时候你在考试
when others are doing things that Christians should not do you're taking a test
不要以为只有年轻人要受那个熬炼
don't think that only young people need to go through that trial
你跟我每一天受熬炼
you and I every day are being tested
神在检查我们的心
God is testing our hearts.
要把我们里面那些不好的东西显明出来。
That He wants to reveal to us the things in our hearts that are not good.
他要把我们炼尽。
That He wants to refine us as gold.
所以你在办公室。
So therefore, in office.
你在家里。
At home.
你会碰到很多奇怪的事。
You will encounter many strange things.
每一件事。
Every single one of them.
在熬炼你的心。
It is testing your heart.
看看你里面在神面前是什么样的光景。
To see what you are like before God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。
Those who, the one who examines the heart knows the Holy Spirit.
这个在罗马书八章二十七节。
It is in Romans chapter 8 verse 22.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Because
Holy Spirit pray according to God's will.
The Holy Spirit prays according to God's word.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
神考验我们的心。
God is testing our hearts.
我们没有一个人经得起。
None of us can pass that.
所以圣灵替我们祷告。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit prays for us.
如果没有圣灵替我们祷告。
If the Holy Spirit does not pray for us,
我一定是天天 FFFF
Then I will be getting an F every day
感谢主我们今天可以站立得住
We thank our Lord that today we can stand
不是我们这个人里面有任何一点的好。
It is not because there is anything good in us.
那是我们神莫大的恩惠与怜悯。
That is the great mercy and grace from our God.
神验中了我们，就把福音托付我们。
That God has approved us and therefore entrusted gospel.
神把他全备的启示就向我们显明。
And God has shown us His perfect revelation.
你知道很多人呢，他只会去找参考书。
You know, many people all they know how to do is to look up books, reference books.
他们只会去看这个弟兄怎么讲，那个弟兄怎么讲。
All they know how to do is to see what this brother says and what the other brother says.
因为神没有把福音托付给他。
Because God has not entrusted the gospel to him.
因为你没有。
Because you don't have it.
所以你只有到处去拿人家的。
Therefore, you have to go all over the place to take other people's.
你有的时候你就不需要到处跑了。
It, when you have it, you don't need to go all over the place.
当神托付我们的时候。
When God has entrusted to us,
我们就是神奥秘式的管家。
Then we are
the steward of the mystery of God.
Of the mystery of God.
所求于管家的就是忠心。
What you ask from a steward is his faithfulness.
所以保罗说。
Therefore, Paul says.
我们就照样讲。
And therefore we speak.
神托给我们是什么？
What God has entrusted to us.
我们就照样讲。
So we speak.
哎呦，这个简单吗？
Is that simple?
啊，对不起，我忘记了，我什么时候要结束？
I forgot what time I need to end.
因为我好久没有来讲道了，我忘记你讲那几个。
I haven't been here for such a long time. I forgot when I'm supposed to end.
Huh? 已经到了是不是？是不是？啊？还有多久？还有十分钟是吧？好，谢谢。不要不好意思吗？诚实的告诉我嘛。
You have to tell me honestly.
没关系，我随时可以停的。
It's okay. I can stop at any time.
我不需要讲完。
I don't need to finish.
我们可以下次再讲。
We can continue next time.
还有十分钟，真的啊？是不是真的还有十分钟 ？OK， 好。啊？请弟兄姊妹回去读《使徒行传》二十章。
I ask you to go home to read Acts chapter 20.
十七节到三十五节。
Verse 17 through 35.
使徒行传二十章十七节到三十五节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 17 through 35.
那里就告诉我们说，保罗什么样叫做照样讲。
And there it tells us what Paul meant when he said, "So we speak."
你看保罗说，对你们有好处的，我没有一样避讳不讲啊。
Paul said that whatever is good for you, I've held nothing back.
你知道今天多少时候我们不敢讲一些话？
Today, you know how many times we do not dare to speak certain words.
我们怕得罪人啊。
We're afraid to offend other people.
因为有些话人家不爱听嘛。
Because some words people don't like to listen.
你何必要讲呢？
Then why do you speak?
我们都喜欢人家喜欢我们呢。
We all like to be liked.
我们哪有喜欢人家讨厌的呢？
Why would we want others to dislike us?
所以我们就不讲嘛。
So therefore we don't speak.
你不讲，你就不是忠心的管家。
If you do not speak, then you are not God's faithful steward.
一个忠心的管家照样讲。
A faithful steward would speak as it is.
不可以少讲。
You cannot say less.
也不可以多讲。
Cannot say more.
今天有一些人呢，他讲的东西是超过了圣经的。
Today, some people when they preach, they go beyond the Bible.
神没有托给他的。
God has not entrusted to him.
他也拼命讲。
And he continues to speak.
那也不忠心啊。
And that is also not faithful.
照样讲。
So we speak.
不只是讲到讲的内容。
It is not only talking about the substance of the speech.
讲的态度。
But also the attitude.
你看保罗在使徒行传二十章那个态度。
If you see Paul's attitude in Acts chapter 20.
你知道这在这一方面我是非常失败的。
You know, in this regard, I am a great failure.
我早年在讲台上的服侍。
In my early years of service at the podium,
常常有弟兄姊妹跟我说,
often brothers and sisters would tell me,
刘弟兄啊,
Brother Liu,
你今天又骂人了。
Today you've yelled at people again.
You scorn
people again.
那当然我不会接受这样的劝告。
Of course I wouldn't accept such rebuking.
我是对神忠心。
I'm faithful to God.
其实不是啊。
Actually, it's not.
我的内容可能是对神忠心。
Perhaps my content, the substance, was faithful to God.
但是我的心却是含着一颗定罪的心。
But my heart was a heart that was committing other people's sin.
No, it's condemning.
Condemning their sin.
我的心是一副我高高在上，我比较属灵，我比较懂。你们这个什么样子？你看弟兄姊妹到今天还这个样子，太不像话。
In my heart, I was high above, I was above and higher than brothers and sisters, and I was condemning them for their sin.
照样讲。
And I continue to speak.
弟兄姊妹，保罗的照样讲。
But when Paul said, so we speak.
这个讲，他是含着眼泪讲。
This speak, he spoke with tears.
天天流泪的劝勉你们。
That he was exhorting them with tears every day.
保罗他的话语服侍，他的动机是什么？
Paul's motivation for speaking, what were they?
他要讨谁喜欢？
Who was he trying to please?
他要讨人喜欢呢？
Was he trying to please men?
他是要讨神喜欢。
Or was he trying to please God?
哥罗西书一章第十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
So that your deeds may be worthy of God.
凡事蒙他喜悦。
In all things please him.
中文翻作凡事蒙他喜悦。
The Chinese says that all things be pleasing to him.
英文是说凡事讨他喜悦。
In the English version it says that in all things,
但是在这一点上
that in all things that you're seeking his pleasure, at this point,
我们注意保罗他的平衡。
We have to see about Paul's balance.
你知道很多的时候我就说我是讨神喜悦不讨人喜悦的。
You know, and on many things I would say, I am seeking God's pleasure, but not men's pleasure.
我就以此作为我的骄傲。
And I take that to be my pride.
我以此作为我根本不在乎别人的感受。
I use that as an excuse to not care for what others are feeling.
保罗不是这样。
Paul is not like that.
你看他在哥林多前书十章三十三节说。
If you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 33, he says.
他就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢。
It says that it is as if in all things, just as I please all men in all things.
不求自己的益处
Not seeking my own profit
只求众人的益处
But the profit of many
叫他们得救
So that they may be saved
我们什么时候不讨人喜欢呢
When are we not pleasing other people
不是我们不在乎别人的时候
Not when we don't care for others
不是我们觉得我们比别人优越的时候
It is not when we feel superior to others.
只有当讨人喜欢与讨神喜欢矛盾的时候，我们才不讨人喜欢。
Only when seeking God's pleasure and seeking men's pleasure contradict each other, only then do we not please men.
如果没有违背讨神喜欢的这个大前提
，that if it is not against the prerequisite of pleasing God.
保罗活在地上。
When Paul lived in this world,
他是在每一件事情上
that in all things,
他都努力地讨别人的喜欢。
He worked hard to please all men.
他真的会关心别人。
He truly cared for others.
他真的把别人的好处摆在他的前面。
He truly placed other people's profits before his own.
这样的人。
That kind of person.
才有资格说我讨神的喜欢，不讨人的喜欢。
Only he is qualified to say that I seek God's pleasure and not men's pleasure.
如果你像我一样，
If you're like me,
本来就讨人厌，
that you're disliked by others to begin with,
你根本没有资格讲说不讨人喜欢，讨神喜欢。
You're not qualified to say that you're only seeking God's pleasure and not men's.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
只有圣灵，你能够做改变人的工作。
Holy Spirit, only you can do the work of changing men.
求主的宝血就洁净这些话语。
May the precious blood of our Lord cleanse these words.
求圣灵用着这些话语。
May the Holy Spirit use these words.
真的在弟兄姊妹的生命中做建造的工作。
Truly do the work of edification in brothers and sisters' lives.
但愿这里的弟兄姐妹，
May the brothers and sisters here
被你建造起来，
can be built up by you.
成为你的见证，
become your testimony.
成为你的荣耀，
become your glory.
让你心满意足，
so that your heart may be satisfied.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.